Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. It's Garbled Twistery, and we have reached the final portion of our in-between election episodes. That's right, it's 1799,
the turn of the century.
Last time we did a chapter-by-chapter summary of some Charlie Broccoli Brown book that was real popular at all the department stores. But for 1799, I have a different, more adorable event for you guys. So it all starts in North Carolina with a 12-year-old boy who has the most North Carolina name imaginable, Conrad. So Conrad was playing in the creek on the farm when he spots himself a 17-pound yellow rock that looked very pretty, to be honest. So he took it to his dad, and his dad was all like, quote, "Wow, boy, you done did a good job there, dagnabbit. That's a pretty rock. It will make a great doorstop," unquote. So then Conrad's dad took the rock to the jewelry store, and the jeweler, realizing that it was literally 17 pounds of straight-up gold, and also realizing that these uncultured hicks didn't know that, was all like, "Hey, I'll take this off your hands if you give me a week's pay." And poor Johnny took the freaking deal. Oh boy, you hate to see this type of thing happen. But after that, he teamed up with Frederick Kaiser and James Love. After that, he teamed up with Martin Pfeiffer, and they found themselves a gold nugget. It weighed 28 pounds. I read it in the newspaper. Now everybody's looking for gold. Now everybody's looking for gold. Now everybody's looking for gold. Saturday night, we're looking for gold. Don't believe me, just watch. Mining for gold, mining for gold, mining for gold, mining for the gold. So yeah, at first everybody was mining using these cool shallow water techniques, but that got old real fast, so they had to upgrade to mining into the hard freaking rocks, and this meant more miners moved into town, cause farmers don't know how to do the crazy high tier mining that was going on with all the weird underground tunnels and the ventilation systems and all that mumbo jumbo. So yeah, it got cray. Like, the farmers didn't even have the skills to mine like all these freaking gold-crazed greedy boys that were mining. And of course, now all these immigrants are showing up and taking our jobs. Yeah, that's right. A community of godlike miners from Cornwall, England that has been mining for literally generations ran out of stuff to mine in Cornwall, and they heard that North Carolina was the place to be nowadays. So they rushed on over from across the sea, and we know this because they built mines in the same style they built them in Cornwall. But yeah, at the end of the whole fiasco, 2,500 ounces of gold were given to the government. Interesting how the government swiggity-swootied that money at the end there. Interesting. But hey, Conrad's farm is now a national landmark or whatever, so yeah. Moral of the story is, if you see a yellow rock, you better save it for a rainy day and don't tell anyone until you write your will so that Steven Spielberg can make an Oscar-winning movie about it. Yeah.
Goals.
If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, where Josie really is on the tier list, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to the garbletwistery.net website and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q at garbletwistery.net. Next time, it's the 1800 election. Back to our normal programming. We're going to look at our first candidate and, you don't want to miss it because this election went crazy. Okay.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
You done did a good job there, dagnabbit.